Sunday morning. We welcome you to our 10 o'clock service, second Sunday before Advent. We stand to sing hymn number 56. Please do sing. I saw some of you yesterday, so I'm delighted yet again to see you today, and thank you for your faithfulness. We gather at the beginning of another week. We move towards Advent. So as I say, week by week, be here for the next hour. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Please sit or kneel. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life. To the glory of your name. Amen. So wherever the church prays and serves today, in the broken parts of our world, in Ukraine and in Gaza, those nations that we represent, we pray, Lord, have mercy. For our parish here in our community, for our schools, our neighbours, we pray, Christ, have mercy. And for our own poverty of spirit, we pray, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. O God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer.
Set prayer for the week, for the second Sunday before Advent, is on our lemon sheets, and we're going to pray this together. Heavenly Lord, you long for the world's salvation. Stir us from apathy, restrain us from excess, and revive in us new hope that all creation will be one day be healed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our readings are inside. Please follow them and please do sit.
The first reading is taken from Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 7 and 12 to 18. Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad. Their wealth will be plundered, their houses demolished. Though they build houses, they will not live in them. Though they plant vineyards, they will not drink the wine. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloud and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. I will bring such distress on all people that they will grope about like those who are blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust, and their entrails like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Immortal, invisible God, only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, but rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth thee. Of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee in their flight. Oh, seal. 'Tis only the pendant of light hideth thee.
The Lord be with you.
Hear
the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The kingdom of heaven is as if a man is going on a journey, summoned his slaves, and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his ability, then he went away. The one who received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who received 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground, and he hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of these slaves came back and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. Yes, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master." And the one with 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. And he said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who'd received the 1 talent came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid. I went, and I hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied to him, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I do not sow and gather where I do not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would receive what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For all to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But for those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. And for this worthless slave, throw him into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. First of all, a huge thank you to those who were here yesterday. Faithful stewards, and it seems some of you were here all night, particularly Jill Moore. So bless you for your labour and for the use of your talents. Thank you. Got a handout for you to look at later. We'll read it together. Not yet. You know, we live through difficult times, and people have lived through difficult times through the ages, really. And it's so tempting just to shut the door and to give up. I know a lot of people who no longer listen to the news, because they find the news so overwhelming. They've more or less given up and they just plow on with their life and they shut the door. But from our reading from Thessalonians, the days are near, dark, And the reading says, be awake. We are called to be sober, not to be drunken. Be switched on to what's going on in the world, says our reading. So as Christians, we need to be alive to the world, and we must not give up, but we must continue doing good. How do we overcome the evil in our community, in our churches, in our world, in our parishes, in our nation, in Gaza? How do we overcome the evil? We overcome it by prayer and by doing good. We are called to goodness. We put on the armour of light. So thank you today for being here, for your faithfulness, because we have called to do this together. We are awake, we are switched on. We want to go from this place and into this week to do good. That's our calling. Our wonderful reading from the parable of the talents. It's quite harsh in some ways. Here's this man, he has this talent and he buries it in the ground, does nothing with it. He does it out of fear. You might have no idea how much a talent is worth. Or let me tell you, how much is a talent worth monetary wise? Here it is. At the time of Christ, you'd get paid on average 1 denarii for a day's work. 1 denarii for a day's work. So, a talent is worth 6,000 denarii. So that's 6,000 times one day's work. So let's say, for example, today we get paid £100 a day, maybe average. How much is that in total? One talent? £600,000. Huge amount of money. So you see, for him to bury this talent in the ground is very significant. This is no small sum. It had huge implications. He wasted what was given to him. So the thing that we need to ask ourselves today, all of us, constantly, even if we're getting older, because some of us have been wonderfully faithful, but we want to finish well as well, what we need to ask of ourselves is, what are we doing with what we've got? That's what the story's about. What are we doing with what we've got? In order to overcome the evil in the world and do good, what are we doing with what we've got? Our abilities, our resources, our money, our car, our houses, our intelligence, our experience of life. Vast experience in this room. Huge amount of experience. Such wisdom here, entrusted to you. What are you doing with what you've got? Jesus does not praise the safe course of action. He asks us to take major risks. We have been given gifts and talents for the use of God's service. It's no just good finishing where you started. That's what the man did. He finished where he started. Jesus wants us to multiply what we've been given. All the huge resources. If you sat down and just counted your blessings today and all the things that have been placed in your hands, we are the world's rich, for one thing. We are the minority of rich. All the things that have been placed in your hands, even the house that you live in, the car that you drive, we are the world's rich, placed into your hands. So the question for us is, what are we doing with what we have got, our talent? Comes back to us time and time again. And it's particularly good to conscious on these things when times get dark. We need to be awake. We don't bury it. We multiply it. We don't play safe. So let's go to our reading. Everybody got a copy of it? You should have it. In our reading today, Jesus does not praise the dependable, safe course of action. To hear the message of the kingdom is a privilege and a responsibility. It's not about using our gift, it's about spreading the message of the kingdom with which we have been entrusted.
It is a call to commitment and faithfulness. We are not called to be passive Christians. We have been given gifts and abilities to be used to God's service. It's no good just finishing up where you started. Here's a bit about Joe Biden. I found this interesting. It was interesting to listen to the victory speech by President-elect Joe Biden in Delaware on Saturday, the 7th of November, 2020. He said, "I remember, as my grandpa said, when I walked out of his home when I was a kid, up in Scranton, wherever that is, he said, 'Joey, keep the faith.' And our grandmother, when she was alive, she yelled, 'No, Joey, spread it. Spread the faith.' I love that. Multiplication. Don't bury it, spread it. Don't just keep it, spread it." The message today is that if we bury deep within us the good news, try to keep it to ourselves and not share what God has given us, then we will shrivel, dry up, and die. The good news, though, is that when we do respond and seek to act, we have resources beyond just ourselves, because God and God's people join with us to make a difference in our world. If we share what God has given us, there will be no loss. Nothing will be lost if we do this. Nothing will be lost if we do this. Failure only comes if we waste the opportunities given to us. We have been entrusted with great opportunity, riches beyond belief. Jesus is saying that God does not condemn us for trying. He condemns us for wanting to play it safe. Jesus not praise the dependable, safe course of action. So three questions, quickly. What are you doing with what you have got? That's the question. How blessed you are today. What are you doing with what you have got? In what way is fear holding you back in your life? And how self-limiting are our beliefs? I'll give you one example to finish. We have a thriving youth club here, and invited the bishop to come and see it 2 weeks ago. I thought every church had similar youth clubs across the diocese. And he said to me, "No, Linda," he said, "what you're doing in here is an exception." He said, "as a church, would you like to become an advisor to the other churches in the diocese about youth work?" We had 50 plus children here. They were in the large hall, out in the car park, in the field, and in the youth centre. And it was thriving. It was difficult to manage, but it was wonderful. He loved it. I said to him, "Bishop, why is it other churches don't do this? You know, I'm 60 plus. Why is it they don't show up on a Friday night and do similar youth activity?" He said, "The main reason they don't do it is because they think it's difficult. They're afraid of it. They are fearful." I said, "Well, it's just a given for us. We have wonderful volunteers. We just show up and the kids come. And they don't do it," he said, "out of fear." And I thought to myself, what a deprivation. What a deprivation across the diocese. Because what we're doing here on a Friday night just could be multiplied, where children come to a safe base, secondary school kids, and they have a wonderful time and they are blessed. So listen, use your talents as you go into this week. Think to yourself as you go from here this morning, what am I doing with what I have got? You're wonderfully blessed. Amen. So let's, in response to that, stand for the creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven,
was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We come to pray, so please sit or kneel as Rebecca leads us.
Let us pray. Loving God, we come to you to pray for the needs of the world. The world you created is full of wonder and intrigue. It compels us to see the intricacies of each organism, to focus on the individual parts that together give us your love-filled creation. We pray for the protection of all environments, that every creature and plant may thrive. We pray for communities who rely on the ecosystems around them and who work in unity with them. But we also pray for those who exploit resources and cause destruction and imbalance. Father, let us pray for education, for foresight, for mediation, and for innovation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, this world is afflicted by conflict and strife. It seems that with every passing month, more wars begin. The ebb and flow of aggression, violence, and power struggles impact so many. Their suffering and pain is so often lost in the overarching struggle for victory. We hold in our hearts the lives of ordinary civilians trapped in horrendous circumstances. Wherever they are, for children and adults buried under rubble, bodies shattered and broken beyond recognition. For families resorting to writing their names on their arms so as to be identified if necessary. For families sleeping together so as not to be separated in life or in death. For those who are held hostage and for those whose loved ones they are. We pray for those who've waged war on their own people, who've used citizens as shields, hostages as pawns. We pray for those defending themselves all over the world, for those who are called to fight, for those who are told to fight. For those who see duty in fighting, we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for all those who strive for peace. We pray for the voice of peace amongst the noise of war. We pray for the peacemakers that they may be heard. For negotiators, those in high power, and those just writing to their MPs. We pray that those in leadership may hear all voices and acknowledge the value of all life. We pray that the humanitarian needs of civilians will override the justification of oppression, that ultimately life will conquer over death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We bring to you our community, its multiculture, multi-faith, old and young, and everything in between. Our beliefs, our views, our opinions may clash or they may combine. Help us to hear each other, to listen with love, to avoid judgment, and to kindle cohesion. There are no easy answers. No one view is right. Help us to show understanding and to live in love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we bring to you and pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit. In particular, we read in Starlink and pray for the needs of healing another, for Remington Elaine, Christine Aubrey, Ralph Bedford, Phil Brown, Eve Doyle, Rev Lyndon North, Jean Murch, John Nicolay, John and Josie Spinks, Angela Zadurian, and for baby Nathaniel. We pray for those who live in worry, whose minds are filled with anxieties. We pray for those who hurt, who struggle with pain of whatever sort every day, for whom medicine is only part of a solution. We pray for strength, resilience, and relief. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And as we read the news and ponder the everyday, let us pause and pray. For when the earth reveals its internal forces through earthquakes, storms, drought, and fire. For conflicts apparently in stalemate with weariness abound. For those without a voice because they have been silenced or others are louder. For families in conflict and pain with one another. For leaders who need to listen and hear, decide and have integrity. For families for which every day is a day to remember the service and sacrifice of loved ones. For those reliving the pain and loss of loved ones as the failures of government are somewhat revealed through inquiries and confessions. For prisoners anticipating Christmas away from those they love, and for Angel Tree who seek to help them. For the gifts that the work of Samaritan Purse will bring, and for the love of Jesus to be spread far and wide. For those that seek to exploit others, and for those that strive to keep us safe. For young people growing up in a confusing world, struggling to form their own identity. And for you and me, muddling through the routine of every day. Lord, we bring our prayers to you now, but also from wherever we find ourselves as the days go on. In our daily lives, we give thanks as we wake and as we sleep, for moments when all we can do is call out to you. We bring our lives to you now. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son,
our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rebecca. We stand for the peace. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. So the peace of the Lord be always with you. We offer one another a sign of peace.
Righteousness and love, he brings salvation from. Breeze, hope of a world's new birth, in Christ shall all be made anew. His word is sure, his promise true. Lands of the East, arise, he is your brightest morn. Greet him with joyous eyes, praise shall be his path adorn. The God whom you have longed to know, in Christ draws near and calls. Now, shores of the utmost west, lands of the setting sun, welcome the heavenly guest in whom the dawn has come. He brings an ever-ending light who triumphed o'er our darkest night. Shout as you journey on, songs be in every mouth. Lo, from the north they come, from east and west and south. In Jesus all shall find their rest, in him the longing earth is blessed.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh. As your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So we fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing.
God of power and might, full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the
sit. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people. And gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup. so that we in the company of St. Andrew and all the saints may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We turn over to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. God's holy gifts for God's holy people, draw near to receive them with praise and thanksgiving. Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Prayers for healing to my left on the blue chairs. If you'd like prayers today for those that you love or for yourself, do go there. We welcome you. Do come and receive Holy Communion. Jesus Christ, now and every day, teach us how to pray, Son of God. Oyum Gino, we do this in remembrance, Lord, of you. Into our lives your power breaks through, living Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you have come to us, born as one of us. Jesus Christ, would come to you, fill my life for you, Son of God. Oh, your commands we know are true. Into your life your power breaks through, reveal. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, in this holy sacrament, you give substance to our hope. Bring us at last to that fullness of life for which we long, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and to work to your praise and glory. Amen. Now, Barbara and Bernadette are going to come and tell us what they've been doing in Sunday school.
About being friends with Jesus. So we started off talking about Jesus calling his disciples and what it means to be a friend and to be part of a team. We're part of God's team. And so I'll see if anyone's got their drawing with them. No, Arthur did have a drawing where he was drawing himself as being part of God's team, but he hasn't brought that. And then we moved on to how often we do things, not with all our friends, but we sometimes pick particular friends to be with. And Jesus did the same. He went onto the mountain of Transfiguration with just a few of his friends, Peter, James, and John, like we do. Sometimes we do things with just our special friends. And we talked about the glory of God, and the children are going to tell you about that now. So we are starting with
today we have been thinking about how God's glory is reflected in his creation, in us, his people, and how it is all around us, often in unexpected places.
We went for a walk to look at God's creation.
Yes, we went outside to see what we could feel and what we could see. So let's see what, Aldria, what did you?
I think that everything was perfect.
Okay, what were you thinking, Nathan?
That the temperature was decreasing a lot.
Okay.
Everything God created was confusing because some leaves were still bright and green, but some were orange and brown.
So Barbara showed us a petal, and like there were little water droplets on it.
Okay, and Zeta? Do you remember what you said about the wind?
The wind was making me feel funny.
The wind was making him feel funny. But we talked about how the wind could feel like the Holy Bible tells us it's like the Holy Spirit moving, and how we see the clouds moving, how the leaves change colour. And then we did something else. What, you talked about something else?
We talked about times which have been special to us, and I talked about on New Year's Day when we go for a walk in the woods.
And what's special?
Like all the trees around
us. How we went, like when we went to meet our family in India.
And how was that special?
It was special because we got to meet our families.
So last year I went to a water park with my dad, then we went to all the slides.
So all the different things where we spend, because it's not just outside of ourselves, but also internally that we see God's creation in each other. And so who's next?
We read the story of the Transfiguration. We read how Jesus was transformed in front of his disciples.
When we come together to worship, the words we say talk about God's glory. Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
And Saviour's going to read our prayer, which we all wrote together.
Dear God, thank you for all your what you've made and what we have in our lives, and for your amazing creation. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Special happy birthday to what I see is a lot of people on our list today, Wendy and Alan and others, Marita, Elizabeth. Hope you have a wonderful time. And many, many more decades this week. Do stay for coffee. Just to let you know, we collected about £2,500 for our Christmas market yesterday. People are spending less. We've noted that. But thank you once again for those who committed their time and gave their talents to yesterday. Also to say, on our patronal festival, the Feast of St. Andrews, we're having a fish and chip supper here. So next week we will make sure there's a sheet of paper for people to sign up for that. But we would love you to join us at 7 for a short communion and then our fish and chip supper. So let's stand for the blessing. We go into the week to do good. We remind ourselves, what are we doing with what we have got? And so the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always.
Servants they in
better pasture found, who share their Saviour's triumph day with joy and honour crowned. Christ shall be banquet spread with his own royal hand, and raised with faithful servant head amid the angelic band.
We go in peace to love and to serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.